Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe.
Appreciation, Ben, for what that's meant for the offense. It's been huge. Some games we played well, some games we haven't played as well as we wanted to. Consistently, our defense has gave us a chance at the end of games to, either win or for us to have a last drive and try to win the game. So it's been huge for us.
What have you come to appreciate about Mariani as an offensive player?
You're going to get everything he's got. There's no ego there. He's going to do anything you ask him to do. He's going to give you 110%. You know exactly where he's going to be and when he's going to be there. You got to appreciate that. About it, not really going to give a lot of thought to it. I know that, Foxy, the guys in that locker room really respect him, trust him, and like him. So that's kind of where we are now.
You said leaving Green Bay that was going to be a film that maybe the offense wasn't going to be filmed. Was it what you thought?
It was. I think we... both sides offensively, them and us, it's kind of a sloppy game. The weather affected us a little bit, but left a lot of stuff out there. Some of the details on a Thursday game, weren't quite there that you would want it. I don't know if we can contribute that to the short week or what, but to be able to consistently win in the NFL on Sundays, we got to be better than that.
When you see film like that, do you see that as potential as 4 points that you guys left on the field that you can get next week? Next game?
You'd like to. If it worked like that, that'd be great. But, whole different defense, whole different array of problems we have this week, so we got to worry about that.
That's Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler. Welcome to the Chicago Bears Beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, boy, we have had some technical difficulties, basketball games. Boy, in 2 years, that was our first week of missing a podcast.
Yeah, and it was really disappointing.
It was. I did everything in my...
It was a good show.
Oh, it was a great show. I did everything in my power to get that thing going. But no matter what, I can say that I predicted the Packers to lose to the Bears in that game. And you know what? That's exactly what I did. And I can also say, Cademan, what'd you do?
I picked the Packers to win.
You picked the Packers to win. But that was one unbelievable, fun ball game to watch, wasn't it?
I was just so happy watching that. Thanksgiving, had a great Thanksgiving day, great dinner. Mm-hmm. And then just to end the night with that kind of football game, it was just amazing.
Oh, yeah. And it was what you call the true nail biter, wouldn't you think?
All those went down to the last minute and with some clutch plays from the offense and the defense.
The referees were horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. No, and we didn't even have Martellus Bennett. I think he said he had an injury, but it's been... Now, some people said he's been pouting a little bit, but they asked Jay that question. He didn't hear nothing.
Well,
what did Fox say?
Nothing.
He has nothing to say about it and didn't really care.
Not playing the last game... He's a great difference maker, but Zach Miller's filled his shoes very well.
Yeah.
You can't complain with his performance.
No, but Zach, he's good, but...
He's not Marty.
He's not Martellus Bennett. Yeah, Bennett is a better blocker and everything, too. So, what did you take from the Green Bay game? Anything that you really took away from that?
The story of that game was how good this defense it actually is, how much it has improved. They held Aaron Rodgers to a 62.4 passer rating Thursday night. That's his lowest in 61 career home games.
Mm-hmm.
That's really low.
That is.
And of the 11 defensive starters they have, 8 of them were rookies. Well, no, 8 of them were with the first season with the Bears.
Yeah.
Where that shows how much pace is put into this team and on the defense.
I feel good about them. I mean, that Brzezinski, we were like, who is this?
We made the play of the game. He made the play of the game. That turned the momentum over for the Bears.
I mean, he started. He didn't really get any reps. And
yeah.
So he made some big plays.
When he made that forced fumble, me and you looked at each other like, who the heck is this?
Who is that guy? And I was tickled. I mean, all the things that happened. I mean, we griped about some plays. They had some plays they could have griped about also.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the whole game had a few things like that, but really, the Bears just really outplayed them. Now, we're doing this on Friday night.
Yeah.
We weren't able to make our prediction for our Thursday night game, but that was unbelievable last night.
I watched the last the last
3 minutes.
And the Lions, I gotta admit, they have the worst luck. They always get just screwed over by the refs.
Well, but the Lions also, why did he even have his hand even close to the guy's face mask? Why didn't they not have Calvin Johnson in under Hail Mary?
True.
That's.
But on that call, I was also a little ticky-tack.
Yeah, but that's the Lions. Who, David Hall, what'd he write? That's so Lions.
Yeah, that's
so
that,
much. That's so like
yeah,
the Lions.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, all these years I've been a football fan. That's really been the theme of the Lions there. But it's a new week, new podcast. We are really hoping that this one is able to get uploaded to the system. By the way, Chicago Bears book, Chicago Bears Beat at Facebook.com, Chicago Bears Beat at Gmail.
At Facebook.com.
Yeah, it's on Facebook.com, yeah. So check us out on Facebook, and then you can email us, and you tell the rest.
Chicago Bears Beat on iTunes.
Yes.
5-star review, Podomatic, Podbean, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Mm-hmm. There's probably more that we don't even know. And you can find all different platforms to listen to the podcast.
Okay, and follow Cayman at Cayman Bailey, at Cayman Bailey. Follow
Twitter.
The podcast at the Bears Beat Pod, at Bears Beat Pod.
Yep. Follow my dad at the Baileys.
Yep. And many, many, many different ways to contact us, follow the podcast. Again, Podomatic, leave your comments. Be nice.
We want to hear from you.
Yeah, iTunes would be great if you left a nice review or something on the iTunes. We've had a few nice reviews on there. So this week, we're taking on the 3-8 San Francisco 49ers.
They cannot look past this game because the 49ers almost beat the Cardinals last week. If it wasn't for some dumb penalties and dumb mistakes by them, the Niners probably would have won. This is not a cupcake.
Well, this is the first game of the year that the Bears are actually the team picked to win. That's rare. It's not happened this year.
This is the most confidence I've had in the game this year. Boy, I don't want them to go out there and then after this big win go out there and fall on their face, you know?
I don't think Fox will let that happen to this team. But now
he's a disciplined coach.
If you heard on that initial cut, Jay even sounded a little sick. He's on the injury report with a sickness. It sounds like he's got maybe a little bit of the flu bug or something going on. So I hope he definitely gets a little better.
He'll be Jay. You really think a sickness is going
no.
for Jay?
Oh, it's not going to keep him from playing, that's for sure.
We have no worries about Jay playing. And also, looking at the other injury report, there's a lot of big-name players on it this week.
Who is it?
Martellus Bennett, he's probable with ribs. Kadeem Carey, he's probable with a concussion. Cutler, we know, is on it with an illness, probable. Bruce Gaston also has an illness. He's questionable, so there must be something going around at House Hall.
Yeah.
Kyle Long for neck, probable. Pernell McPhee with a knee's probable. He's been on there season.
Every week, yeah.
Zach Mills questionable for rib. Antrowall knee questionable. Eddie Royal knee questionable. And then Marquise Wilson's out.
Yeah, and he hurt his foot in practice on Wednesday. That's where a lot of Bears players have actually had some injuries this year. But now he's on his 8th or 9th day of practice, Kevin White.
He could possibly return this week. It probably won't happen this week, but in the next 2 weeks, I think he will play.
I think he might. I mean, it's very possible to see him play. I think
we drafted him 7th overall. I want to see him play at least one game this year. But if he's not healthy, do not rush him back because a stress fracture can stay with you your whole career.
Kind of interesting. He's even been able to talk to the media a little bit. And this is what he had to say I think it was yesterday or the day before. Well, what happened here? Let me get it.
And after that, there we go. Just about being comfortable running the routes again. Yeah, I'm pushing the play. Shoot, if I wasn't pushing the play, I wouldn't be out there. So definitely, definitely.
So it's very important to you to get some action this year as a rookie
thing? Yeah, really important. I think if it wasn't important, I would be in the treatment room. I would have just told Pace or Fox, one of them, to IR me. But I want to play. I want to help the team out. Felt good. Joking around and being competitive, talking to the defense a little bit. So it was a good feeling.
I think he's going to be. It could go either way.
Yeah.
It could go either way. I mean, if they're in it, why not? You know. But if they're not, I don't see it.
But I love how he's showing his desire to play. He, like he said, he if he didn't want to play, he could just tell Pace just put him on IR.
That's which right.
I love seeing him. He wants to get out there. You know.
I just think, and I guess a couple guys said he's really been amazing. You know, in that regard.
If we can have Jeffrey, because I think we'll be signing Jeffrey in the offseason, but that's a topic for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey and White, I think that could be a really good duo for the Bears.
It'd be a great. You know, we're gonna at least franchise them. I think what you know with them for any significant stats we got to look at for what's coming up in the game that you know.
Well, the last time we played the Niners was in Week 2, 2014. I'm pretty sure we beat them.
We won them. Yeah, we won. And we beat them. Everybody thought we was going to get killed.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a big win.
Shot.
It was a shocking win.
The opening of the new stadium, Levi. Yep. And this team is totally different from last year.
Yeah.
Blaine Gabbert is the starting QB. Kaepernick got benched. He's in IR now.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick Willis retired. Their defense, you wouldn't even recognize it.
No.
It's totally different. So you can't really go.
Do they got Bowman still?
Yeah.
Navarro Bowman.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure on that. Yeah. And their other young, good linebacker, Chris Bowen, retired this offseason. So you can't look at last year's team. This is totally different.
Anquan Boldin's still with them, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got
Torrey Smith.
Torrey Smith, this is his first year with them. No more of, I think their number one running back's on not playing this week, Hyde.
He's questionable, I think.
No, I think he's out. They've already ruled him out. But you see who's going to be starting for him. We talked about him on the Chicago Bears beat last year. Sean Drone.
Yeah. He was a special teamer.
He was a special teamer, and he made a couple bad plays. And
yeah, he got cut.
He got cut on that. So, hey, that's what happens, man, when you screw up on the special teams.
Lamar Houston for this defense has been on a tear. I want to see him take advantage of Gabbert, because we all know Gabbert, he's not an NFL starting QB. He's starting, but he's starting on a pretty bad team. I want Houston. He's been he's had like four sacks the last six games. He had 9 tackles in the Packers game.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see him go out there and just dominate Gabbert. I want to see him and just put pressure on him. Because if you put pressure on Gabbert, we'll win this game.
I think he's a pocket passer more than Colin Kaepernick was.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're definitely, I think they're ranked like last in the NFL against the pass. And they don't have Michael Crabtree on their offense either anymore this year. If this is a game, this is one of those games we have to win. Because with the Packers winning last night, I mean, we need help to make it to the playoffs.
That Seahawks game.
Yeah.
Now that we work on it, that's big.
Seahawks, and so was the Minnesota and the Detroit game. But you know what? Whether we make the playoffs or not this year, it's going to have to win out, and it's going to have to see. Boy, Seattle and Green Bay is going to have to falter. Just a lot of things got to fall into place. I wouldn't hold my breath on that.
But let's just take a step back. Before this year, knowing you're a homer, looking back in this, if you knew we were going to be 5-6 and our team was playing well, would you expect that? What would you have said?
I always expect the Bears to do good.
Be honest. What would you have expected?
I was expecting this year to be a kind of a rebuild year, a tough year. I still had hopes that they'd win 9 games this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I still got that hope. You had your preseason prediction, I think it was like 4 or 5 wins, wasn't it?
It was 6 or 7.
6 or 7. So, 8-8 will be a success for this team. I mean, with a no-name defense. I mean, so I feel good. I've never felt this good about a team that was under 500 at this point.
Never.
You know, you just see some good things that are going to be taking place, and I could see even more next year. So, hey, you know, what can we say? It's he's doing a lot. You know, the Fox is doing good, and I really, you know, Gase, but I listened to Dave Kaplan the other day. He said 90% of the credit on Cutler goes to Cutler. He's the guy who's been out there doing it. He is not, I mean, he's done a great job.
Like to say,
Gase has too.
Like to say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Right, exactly.
Gase could teach Cutler everything he knows from Peyton and everything, but if Cutler doesn't do it, it's not going to show.
No. Uh-uh. Fangio, I mean, he's putting if the defensive guys, if he has them in the right scheme, has them in the right position, then it's up to them to at least put out the energy, make the plays. And our guys, they haven't given up, and they've made some plays.
Now, Vic Fangio hasn't said anything, but I think he should have been the head coach of the Niners. That was dumb on the Niners' part to hire Jim Tom Sula. He was the defensive line coach for him.
I agree.
Vic, he's a good coach. I think they should have hired him.
You're right. And this week, I mean, it's going to be a good test for our Bears. We've been terrible at home. We've only won one game.
Yeah.
You know, and so that is a big key. You can't be a playoff contender and a, you know.
With a bad home record.
Bad home record. Home
games are must wins.
They are. And we're bad. But the worst away team in the league is the 49ers.
Yeah.
They haven't won anything. They're terrible away from the home. Right, like Washington, too, which is good. We got Washington coming into our place also.
When was the last time the Niners won at Soldier Field? I just saw this fact.
Boy.
It's been a while.
I'm going to say 86.
The 1988 NFC Championship game.
Oh, man. That's a dagger.
Yeah.
They killed us, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the last time they won in Soldier Field.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Hey, let's take a look at the games this week.
The Texans at the Bills, and the bye week's over this week, right?
No more byes.
Yep. So Texans at Bills.
I'm going Texans. They've only allowed 9 points a game last three or four games. I mean, I got to go Texans.
Defense is amazing.
Yep.
Ravens at the Dolphins. The Ravens had the unbelievable win.
Yeah, that Dolphins. Ravens stink.
Yeah, Dolphins. But I was also looking at the Ravens. They haven't lost a game this year by more than 7 points.
Yeah, I don't care. Dolphins.
Yeah. Bengals at the Browns.
Bengals at the Browns. boy, the Browns know how to blow it just like the Lions. So, but I think the Bengals are one of the best teams in the league.
Bengals.
Yep.
Jags at Titans.
Again, wow. Jags at Titans. The Jags blew a game last week. I don't know if it's an upset or not. I'm going Titans.
I'm going Jaguars.
Okay.
Seahawks at Vikings. This could be a playoff preview.
I got to go with the boy. I mean, I don't see a way for the Bears to catch the Vikings at this point.
No.
I got to go for Seattle game against Pittsburgh last week. Back and forth.
The
crazy.
Defense the this year is terrible.
Bad. I really think Seattle's going to win the game, and I think Minnesota. I want Minnesota to beat them. But Seattle, I think, has got it.
I think Seattle will win, too. I think they're going to go on a roll. They're playing better.
Yep.
Jets at the Giants.
I'm going to J-E-T-S.
I want the Jets to win because I don't want to see the Giants in the playoffs again. I want to see a new team like the Redskins who had really no hope before this year.
Yeah.
Cardinals at the Rams.
Don't say to Jeff Fisher it's an effort issue, though. Because he'll tell you to kiss something.
Yeah.
Not good. I don't see how he's even going to be a coach next year. Got to go Cardinals.
Going Cardinals, sir. I think Fisher's just retired.
Yeah.
Falcons at Buccaneers. The Falcons, something's wrong with them. They're not playing well.
Boy, this is another game. Are they, the record-wise, are they about the same? Six?
Yeah. 5-6.
5-6. Yeah, so I really think the Bucs will win this game.
I'm going Buccaneers. Jameis has been doing pretty good as of late. Broncos at Chargers. Broncos just ended the Patriots winning streak. That was a fun game watch.
Yeah, it was. Broncos on that.
Yeah, Broncos. Chargers are one of the worst teams. Chiefs at the Raiders.
Good Chiefs are hot. They are hot team, man. I'm going on the other end, though. Upset special, Raiders.
Raiders have struggled as of late. I'm going Chiefs. Panthers at Saints.
Saints are bad. They're not good. But they're at home. Another upset special. I'm going Saints. Going to beat the Panthers.
I'm going Panthers. Eagles at Patriots. I'm going to see my pick right now. I'm saying the Patriots are going to put a shellacking on the Eagles.
They're going to shellack them. It's going to be Patriots by 20 at least.
I'm saying 30. Colts at the Steelers. That's the Sunday night game.
Sunday night game. They did a
Matt
big they did a big referee switch because this one referee messed up on a Colts game earlier and on a. Boy, I got to go with the Steelers, a home game. Especially, I don't know, is Ben starting, you know, because he had a concussion. But
yeah.
I'm going Steelers.
I'm going Steelers, too. Matt Hasselbeck, he's done good.
He's done a great job.
He's 40 years old. He doesn't have it anymore.
Well, he's able to read the defense and put the guys in the right position. So, I mean, I like Matt. And
Cowboys
sure
at Redskins.
I think Redskins are going to blow him out.
I'm picking the Redskins, too, but I think it's going to be a close game. That's a Monday night game, and then the most important game of the week. Niners at the Bears.
This is payback. This is payback for 1988.
Nothing.
This is not even close.
Nope.
42-14. Bears over the 49ers.
I'm going Bears 38, Niners 3. With a complete drubbing, Cutwood goes out there, throws 4 touchdowns, and Wainford has a touchdown run.
Player of the game for me is going to be the guy who just had a baby today, Matt Forte. He's going to come back with a vengeance. He wasn't quite up to full snuff last week. This week, he's going to be the man.
Now, my play of the game, like I said, Cutwood, he's going to have 4 touchdown passes, no picks. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to do real, really good.
So, we need a lot of help. We need a lot of things going on to get these Bears to the playoffs. No matter what, though, hey,
we haven't mentioned him, and we got to give him his credit.
Who's that?
Tracy Porter.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable.
His whole season, we haven't really noticed it, but the last couple weeks, he's just been on a whole nother level. He's been playing as an all-pro.
He has, and he has been fantastic. He's on a one-year deal, making about $800,000 a year.
That's it.
They'll sign him again. I mean,
he's only 29.
He's a guy I would keep. Give him a couple more years on there, I'd keep him. You know, a couple of these other – we got a lot of one-year contracts, but really our team now, from being one of the oldest a couple of years ago,
is
one of the younger teams in the NFL.
Porter was one of the first quarterbacks at home at – Lambeau Field to deflect 4 of Rodgers' passes.
Yeah. And, you know, boy, you know, we talked about it a little bit, but those close games, we blew those games in the fourth quarter. They come up big.
Yeah.
We would have been right in the thick of things, you know. They say it's NFL mediocrity, which, hey, that's okay, as long as we win.
Yeah.
And we get to the playoffs.
I think it's only like over 6 teams that have more than like 7 wins,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, the couple of those wins would have been nice. But, hey, what can we say? We just say one thing. We sure hope this podcast uploads okay. And we really appreciate you guys always downloading and sharing. And I noticed a lot of people have been getting on the Facebook page in the last week or two, seeing where the new podcast is.
We've been so busy.
Been so busy. Came in playing basketball and just busy. Christmas season, but we're going to do our best. I really love to get a new, fresh one review show. We said this last time. Maybe Sunday, but we'll see. Sunday, Monday, we'll see if we can do. I'll be out of town on Monday,
yeah.
So maybe. We'll see what happens. Hey, they also talked about flexing. After this week, if the Bears win, they might flex the Minnesota Bears game.
Sunday night?
Yeah, Sunday night or later Sunday afternoon. And if they win that game, then they're thinking they might flex after Christmas the Bucks and the Bears. You know, so we'll see. I can see the Bears getting a flex on the TV schedule.
I always like primetime games.
I do. Players don't like them as much, so.
No, it gets them out of the routine.
Well, that's this week's podcast. As usual, from Studio 34, you know, we thank you. Share the podcast with your friends. We really appreciate it. And one thing, friends, bear down.
That's a wrap. This sapphire we call home. My gold and my hat.